Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, TGI Fridays of Richmond, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, Janie Montgomery Scott Brokerage, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, LaMare Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and Kelleher Heating and Air. Who's Talking is on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my able-bodied co-host, good old number 33, Jim Hobgood.
What about this old thing here?
Old.
Oh.
Older than me, that is.
Well,
you're not that old. Anyway, we take you behind the highlights and sound bites to take a closer look at the Wahoos that make UVA sports programs a success. Jim and I will look closer at the latest football news, the basketball teams and their results, Monica Wright's newest record, and a variety of other topics this evening. As always, we're glad that you've joined us.
This is Jim, otherwise known as Hobbo. We have a terrific show lined up for you tonight. We are absolutely delighted to have men's head basketball coach Tony Bennett as our featured guest. He'll be joining us shortly to talk about the rapidly improving basketball team. In addition, later in the show, we'll have former UVA radio analyst, it's a very small fraternity, by the way, Terry Gates to join us to discuss the latest games, news from Charlottesville, and, of course, the upcoming home games in the next 5 days, starting tomorrow against Georgia Tech, Miami, and UNCW. Frank will now describe how you can get in touch with Who's Talking.
Glad to do it. Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage you to send questions and comments via email to whostalking@sportsradio910.com, or you can call in to 345-0910. That's 345-0910. Our shows are archived on thesaber.com. In addition, we've set up a Facebook page. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
Well, fans, the UVA basketball team, big win on Saturday down in Raleigh against North Carolina State, 170-62 after trailing by 10 in the second half. I think the 10-point lead by NC State was at about the 13-21 mark, so the Cavs rallied in the last 13 minutes of the basketball game, and thanks to that win, they have now won 5 games in a row. The last loss, the heartbreaking loss down at Auburn in early December. Obviously, the Wahoos finding a way to keep games close, compete, and also finding ways to win recently. So big game tomorrow night in Charlottesville. That's part of the reason we're on tonight. I guess the other reason is Virginia Tech also plays a 7 o'clock game tomorrow night, and the contractual arrangement here at WRNL requires that the Hokie pregame start on time at 6:30. So we are on here Tuesday night. The good news about that, it allows us to have Tony Bennett on because he couldn't be on tomorrow night because he's got to coach a basketball game. And Coach Bennett will be joining us shortly. Hopefully he'll be calling into the show momentarily. Before he comes on, we'll allow Frank maybe to go through a little information on Coach Bennett, a little background on the head basketball coach at Virginia.
Delighted to do so. Tony Bennett was announced April 1st of 2009 as the new head coach of the Virginia basketball program. He was previously to that the head coach at Washington State in the Pac-10 for 3 years prior to coming to Charlottesville. He racked up an overall record of 69-33 and a very nice Pac-10 record of 32-22 as head coach of the Washington State Cougars. In 2007, he was the National Coach of the Year when he led the Cougars to a 26-8 record and a nice trip to the NCAAs. He followed that up with a second trip to the NCAAs in 2008, where the Cougars reached the Sweet 16. I remember watching some of those games. You know, the various broadcast stations gives you, you know, cut-ins for 5 and 10 minutes. And
right.
I kept wondering, who is this guy, Tony Bennett? Tony served on his dad's staff for 3 years at Washington State before taking the reins there himself. Prior to that, he coached as an assistant at Wisconsin for 4 years under 3 separate coaches. Wisconsin, not surprisingly, enjoyed incredible success during those years by going to the NCAAs 4 times, and they even reached the Final Four once. And I don't ever remember Wisconsin ever going to the Final Four in the last couple of decades, except during this stretch. Tony played collegiately at Wisconsin Green Bay, where he apparently had the green light all the time because he scored 2,285 points and dished out 601 assists. He won a slew of awards and was drafted in the NBA draft by the Charlotte Hornets, where he played for three seasons. While in the NBA, I know that for a time there, he led the NBA in three-point field goal percentage. So he was apparently the mad bomber from way downtown.
Well, that's why he had the green light.
Yes.
He was making a lot of those shots. You know, you don't get the green light when you're missing a lot, but if you're knocking them down, oftentimes you'll have the green light. Maybe get our producer engineer Zach to try that phone number that we're waiting for Coach Bennett to get in touch with us. In the meantime, Frank, maybe we can talk a little bit about the ACC standings. Only three teams left already that are undefeated at 1-0, North Carolina, Maryland, and Virginia. So winning that initial game down in Raleigh on the road, a big step forward for the Cavaliers. Obviously, North Carolina managed to beat Virginia Tech on Sunday night in Chapel Hill, and Maryland defeated Florida State at home on Sunday night as well. But Maryland, a tough assignment tomorrow night, having to go down to Winston-Salem and play the Deacons, so that'll be a challenge for them tomorrow evening. And as we discussed before we went on air, North Carolina goes to Clemson Wednesday night, which is a very, very difficult place to play, regardless of who you are. So possibility that some of those undefeated teams may not be undefeated after another day or two.
Well, you know, it's interesting looking at the standings. Miami is 15-1 at this point, which apparently must not be a terribly difficult schedule to date, because they're barely ranked, in the top teams in the country. I noticed Miami is getting a little love by the AP poll. They're now 23rd in the poll with 189 votes, or 189 points, that is, barely slipping ahead of Clemson, who has a 13-3 record. Florida State is 13-3 as well. And a common denominator looking at these records, it seems that Virginia has played the fewest games of any of these teams. Most of these folks have played 16 games to this point, and Virginia has only played 13. So,
well, one of my many pet peeves, as we get to know each other over the years, you'll learn I have a lot of pet peeves. But one of them is I think college basketball teams all ought to play the same number of games. You know, in a football season, everybody plays 12 games. You know, it's not like one team plays 13 and another team plays 11. So a lot of times you end up with different number of games, and there are different rules about that and so forth. Virginia's going to end up playing 29 games in the regular season. So with a game in the ACC tournament, they're guaranteed at least 30 games. Now, one of the reasons Virginia has only played 13 thus far is the postponement of the UNCW game, which will be rescheduled next Monday night. So that's the only non-conference game that the Cavaliers have left. So you got 15 ACC games remaining, and that one non-conference game getting Virginia up to 29 regular season games. And in some ways, as we've discussed before, I think it actually helps Virginia to have had that UNCW game postponed due to weather. I think that would have been a tough out, possibly a trap game coming back from exams, and it also gives you an opportunity to play somebody outside the conference during the league season, which I think is an advantage.
Well, as it turns out, they've finally announced yesterday that the UVA-UNC-Wilmington game will start at 7 p.m. on Monday, January the 18th. So we're excited to know that game time is not like an afternoon game time.
I think we have Coach Bennett on the line now. So, Frank, Coach Bennett?
Yes.
Delighted you're with us here on Who's Talking. You missed it a moment or two ago. Frank gave you a very nice introduction, very flowery, you know. So so you were properly introduced, even though you didn't have the benefit of hearing it. So we may go straight to the questions, if that's all right with you.
That stuff makes you soft anyways, so you can't be listening to all that stuff, right?
Well, we do appreciate you joining. You know, the one question I had to start with in the media guide, I found this very interesting, having been around the Virginia basketball program a long time. As you may know, I was a co-captain with Barry Parkhill, so we're ancient guys. But talk a little bit about the five pillars of the Virginia basketball program and why that's important.
But, you know, it's something my father started 20-plus years ago in building a basketball program. He kind of wanted to look at intangibles, things that you know, certainly there's X's and O's and all that, but if you look at a lot of great programs, great coaches, there's some common themes that are involved with successful programs. And these principles, there's five of them. We call them our pillars of our program. They're actually biblical principles by nature, and they relate, no matter what your beliefs are, to performances on and off the court. And it's a way to really talk about things. But we have five of them. Our first one is humility, and that just means, do we know who we are as a team? Because one of the things that gets you beat as a team is when you become someone you're not, and that's got to be a theme for us tomorrow against Georgia Tech. Hey, you all of a sudden can't change who you are just because you're going against a top team or you're playing ACC ball. You've got to know who you are. Our second pillar is passion. You know, it talks about do not be lukewarm, to play with great passion and toughness. And these are individual things, too. Our third one is unity. We say don't let our house be divided. And it's that thought of the whole being greater than the sum of the parts. And that's how I think we'll have to build a successful program in Virginia, is with great unity, you know, getting guys to just really come together and play. And that's the beauty of basketball. When you got a team working together, you can do some good things. Our fourth principle is servanthood, which just basically is make your teammates better. We talk about the way to greatness is through servanthood, and whether it's being a great help defender, being aggressive as a scorer, screening, being the encourager on the bench, whatever it is to really serve your teammate and respect them. And our last one is thankfulness, and that's the idea is being thankful in great victory and good situations, and also being thankful for what you learn through tough situations, through adversity. So hopefully that's not too long of an answer, but that's a touching point on each one, that they matter, because those are things that make successful programs and teams, and we really try to instill that into our young men, and obviously it carries over to life as well.
Coach Bennett, love the philosophy lesson. got an email here from one of our loyal listeners, Bob, out there in the West End at Capital One. He asked this question of you by email. He says, we have heard a lot about the mover block scheme on offense and the pack line defensive scheme with the current players. How much of your preferred schemes have you been able to implement?
Well, you know, we just each year as a coach, you look at your team and you adapt to your personnel. But defensively, we're trying to play what we call our pack line defense. A number of teams actually instill it and are using it, but it takes time to become really good at it. But we work at it, and it's a philosophy based on, you know, really being good on the ball and being a help defensive oriented team and keeping people out of the lane and bothering shots and, you know, playing some percentages. And then offensively, we do some motion concepts, some of the blocker mover, but we also use sets. And, you know, again, I'm big on looking at my team and whatever gives us the best chance to be successful. So some of it's instilled, but I'm very flexible with you know, what you do. And I think offensively you probably change more. Defensively, you're a little more consistent over the years, whereas offense, I think you look at your personnel.
Coach, and certainly congratulations on a great win down in Raleigh on Saturday. Just looking at some of the numbers from that, tell me if this is a Tony Bennett kind of game. You made 19 of 20 free throws. Limited Virginia to only three turnovers in the second half. Defensively, limited NC State to 39% in the second half, and you out-rebounded the Wolfpack 36-30. That sounds like a formula that gives you an opportunity to win, I would think.
Yeah, no, I'd love to be able to shoot free throws like that and take care of the ball. We talk a lot about, you know, eliminating losing, and when you play against good competition, you first have to take care of the things, or don't beat yourself. And when you can make teams play against your set defense, when you can value the basketball and not, you know, turn it over, when you can limit teams to, you know, one shot and block out and obviously get good shots yourself, you'll have a chance to not beat yourself. And, you know, you want people to, if you're not going to be able to win that game, they're going to have to play really well. And certainly that's a challenge with the competition you play, but those have to be some staples. And that second half, solid, certainly on the road. And we'll be tested, I was going to say tomorrow, but every night in the ACC. That's just how it is.
Yeah, just back to that NC State game for a moment. You were down 10 at the 13-21 mark. Obviously showed a lot of poise and character on the road to fight back in that situation. But one of the things you did, you went to a four-guard lineup in the second half. What was the reasoning for that?
Well, when you're down 10, you're sometimes searching for things that work. And, you know, we've got a lot of balance in our program. And, you know, there's not, I wish I could tell you, well, we got six or seven clear-cut guys. This is our rotation. It's rock solid. I think many guys will have a chance. We've had some success with four guards before to be a little more mobile. We thought we might be able to match up better with them. Their four-man was a little more of a screen and separate type. He wasn't a power player, a little different than Georgia Tech. But also gives us some advantages offensively, and so we put it in. We had a little success early. We got Jeff Jones who can shoot it. We had Mustafa, Sammy, Sylvan sort of playing the four, but obviously a guard type. And then it was Mike Scott or Jerome at the time. I thought they did well, and we got a little surge, and so we just stuck with it. And I think it's also why our ball handling, our turnovers were limited in that half because, you know, obviously guards are going to handle a little more, but you guys have to look, can we hang in there on the glass? Can we defend well enough down low? Those are the questions you have to ask when you're playing with four guards.
Coach Bennett, this is Frank. We've got to go to our first break real quick, and we ask that you just hold on for just a minute. This is a short break.
No problem.
We've got to take some more questions after the break. Our listeners, please call 345-0910, or you can send your questions to Who's Talking at sportsradio.910.com. Who's Talking returns in a few minutes.